Richard Ray with Leicestershire batsman Neil Dexter. Neil, very, very well played. It was hard work at first, but you made it look reasonably easy. I've never seen you play as fluently this season.
Yeah, I must admit, it's coming into this game, I did a bit of work towards the end of last game, which is something I haven't been happy with, and it's just allowed me a bit of access into the ball again. And yeah, with that comes probably looks a bit more free. It's more just my movements have been better today than what they have been for obviously the last few years. So I think that was the main thing for me. But I think also with the older ball, the new guys up front did a great job. I think Adil Ali coming in, obviously not playing for a long time, and applied himself extremely well with Koz. And yeah, allowed me to come in and play that bit more of a free role. So yeah, all credit to those guys really.
So just a little technical change, it just shows even a player as experienced as yourself, always having to look at their own technique, yeah, and work on something.
Yeah, it's technique wise, but it's obviously a bit of, I think, mental side of it. I think a little tweak in a technique can probably give you a bit more of a clear head. Not that I've got that much on my head, only a few more follicles coming through, but yeah, other than that, it's been a good day. And it's, yeah, for myself personally, it's just a bit more freedom. That is the way I used to play, and it's something I've been fighting for quite a while, to try and get up to playing that way again. But yeah, the guys up front, I think, set that platform for me to come in, and everyone that joined me at the crease, I said aloud, play positively too, and it's just a good day, obviously, which could have been either way at one point. But yeah, at the moment, still got a bit of work to do tomorrow, but all in all, good day.
I was going to say, at 25 for 3, innings very much in the balance at that stage, wasn't it? And as you say, Adil and Cozzy, who's been outstanding all season, to be quite honest, past 1,000 first class runs yet again for
yeah,
the Foxes.
And obviously missed a few games, and yeah, he's absolute class, probably the most talented player I've seen play and played with. Just makes the game look a lot easier than others, and it's just a smart cricketer. So yeah, congrats to Koz for reaching that milestone once again. Yeah, as I said, very impressed with the deal today. I think it always worked hard. Obviously, been wanting this chance to come in and play, and I think he's shown what he's capable of, and the way he applied himself, obviously, today. And hopefully that's a start for him with things to come.
It's been a long time since the county have had consecutive partnerships over 3 figures.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But yeah, I think we've broken down things quite well. I think Carberry said this morning, just take working partnerships of 10 and break things down. I think sometimes you can look too far ahead. I think we probably a bit the culprits of doing that. I think we sometimes can look and expect just to turn up and obviously expect just to put the runs in the ball, but it doesn't happen that way, especially in the position we are at the moment. I think we've got a lot of work to do, and I think that way, the only way we can get there is by breaking things down. I think we did that well last year, up until 5 games out, and I think we just took our eye off what we had actually done quite well, just doing the basics and just ticking small boxes rather than looking too far ahead. And I think that's something we can work on moving forward. Obviously, you want to win the game, but I think just little things we can break down, and the result will sort itself out.
And the pitch, is this a good score on this, on that pitch? Is this a little bit in there for the seamers? Was Ashwin turning one or two early, seemed to?
Yeah, I don't know whether it was the overcast conditions at that time when the new ball was taken, but there was quite a bit there with the new ball. Hopefully it stays there, because it did do quite a bit. I think balls that looked like they were going to shape away just seemed to nip back in. But yeah, we've still got a ball well and still put the ball in the right areas. I think we've shown glimpses of that, but we haven't strung it together from both sides for long enough. So if we can do that this game, obviously a few young guys have come in, and hopefully they obviously come in with a bit of a bit freer, something to impress, and hopefully that can get us going, obviously moving forward to the end of the season, and then taking that obviously to the start of next season.
Zach Chappell came in at the end then, straight the ball around like Bradman, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I've obviously been fortunate enough to play, well, fortunate and unfortunate enough to play with Zach in the twos, and I've seen what he's capable of. I think he's class, hits the ball extremely hard too, and I think you can take the way he plays in the second team. Obviously, it is slightly different cricket, but you still got to score the runs. And if he comes in with that intent, I think he can tear attacks apart like he showed glimpses of today.
So ideally, come back tomorrow morning, get the score somewhere around about 400, and then get them in.
Yeah, I think obviously this ball's still quite hard, still quite new. But I think we showed if you move well and obviously let the ball come under your eyes, the ball still goes to the boundary quite easily. So yeah, start off again tomorrow morning and hopefully push on from there.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers. Thanks, Richard.